This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 27, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-60s. The Peabody School Committee has heard concerns from parents about reckless driving in the city that has resulted in several accidents involving school-aged children. The Daily Item reports today that drivers are blowing through stoplights and crosswalks, as well as not obeying the rules for a stopped school bus. A Peabody parent has also started a Facebook page dedicated to these concerns. A Salem City Councilor has asked state environmental officials to review the proposed Peabody Peaker Power Plant. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the plant is designed to meet electricity needs during times of peak power demands, and it would be fueled by oil and natural gas. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation has a plan to make Route 114 in Danvers and Peabody safer. The Salem News reports that road construction will be done incrementally over the next several years to reduce crashes and improve pedestrian safety. And the town of Danvers has a new school committee member, Joshua Kepnes. The Salem News reports that Kepnes is filling the term of former school committee member Jeffrey Kay, who stepped down earlier this month as he has moved out of town. Finally, Salem's Haunted Happenings is looking for big crowds this weekend leading up to Halloween on Monday. We will post all of the information that you need to know to get around the city this weekend on our website Friday morning. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins host the Red Wings tonight at the Garden. The Celtics' next game is Friday at home against the Cavaliers. And the Patriots play the Jets in New York Sunday at 1. Looks like Mac Jones will be at quarterback. Coach Bill Belichick.
It's a big challenge for us down there. Should be a lot of energy and, you know, a lot of juice in the stadium. And, you know, need to get ready to get down there and play our best game of the year.
In boys soccer, Saugus upset Peabody 2-1. Beverly beat Gloucester 2-1. And Salem down Danvers, also 2-1. Girls soccer, Beverly 6, Gloucester 2. Marblehead shut out Winthrop 3-0. And Masconomet and Swampscott played to a 0-0 tie. One of this weekend's top high school football games on the North Shore will find Marblehead playing at Danvers on Friday night. Coach Jim Rudloff of Marblehead respects Danvers, their coach Nolan Ryan, their key players, and also knows that his team has a lot to defend against because Danvers changed up their offense midway through the season. Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff.
That just added to the playbook of things that we need to focus on to make sure, because we've got to go back now to everything in their, you know, if you want to call it their new playbook and their old playbook. And so that just gives us, you know, we're just doing the same old crap that we've done for years. But, you know, we just, you know, puts a little bit more on our plate of what we have to do to prepare for what Danvers does. And that
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff, you need to check out his entire interview posted on our website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I am Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.